Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Ayin Beis. Trumas Ayin Beis. As we continue in this fascinating perek of Ha'isha Shehaisa, 15 daf perek here, the 8th perek of Maseches Trumas. As we continue our march, Trumas has 11 prakim, right? The most prakim out of any Masechta in Zerayim. And we are Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. So we just quoted two different sources, two different psukim, that if a Kohen finds out that he is a chalal in the middle of his avoda, then everything that he's done up until then is okay. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says, that if somebody is omid or makar of agabi amizbeach, still it is going to be kosher, everything that he's done up until now. Rabbi Elezer was the Tanakhami, he said pasul. Rabbi Yeshua is machshir. Yeshua is machshir. What is the source? So we had two different psukim. The first one was uvasa lakona sheyia bayamim ahim. Go to the Kohen that is in those days. Is there a Kohen in those days and not a Kohen afterwards? So that is a reference to, that's Rabbi Yochanan says, that's a reference to our case. And Rav says it's based on a different pasuk, Ufal Yadav Tirtzeh, right, based on the work of your hands should be merutzeh, should be pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So today is Rabbi Yochanan and Rav about what the source is. It's interesting, the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah in the Bavli on Daf Chafei has a different limud from the pasuk of Uvasa Lakohanim. Right here, Vasal HaKohanim, we darshim, but Yemim HaHeim in those days, and not afterwards, it must be a Kohen who lost his kahuna somehow. And still, that's the Kohen that you should go to, and he has the status of kahuna. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafei, darshim is a different limud. Uvasal HaKohen HaLaviyah V'Hashav V'Hashayyah B'Yemim HaHeim, V'Chisal HaDaitacha Shadam HaLecheitz HaLadai Shalawaya B'Yamav, a different focus. Right, would you think that you're going to go to a Kohen or a Dain that's not in your days? Like, where are you supposed to go to? I want to go to the Kohen 100 years ago. No, I like that Kohen. No, you can't. So what does that mean? That you're going to go to a different one. Ha, ein lecha leilech, ela eitzel shofet shebiyamav. The answer is no. You just got to go to your leaders, your judges, your Kohanim from those days. Va'omer, and as the Pasuk says in Koheles, al tomar mahaya shahayemim harishonim hayu tovim me'ela. Meaning, go to the one in your days. Rashi, there in Rosh Hashanah Chavches, ki lo michachma sha'alta al zeh, lefisha adoros hayu tovim v'tzadikim in ha'achronim. Don't say that. Right? You have to go to the leaders in your day. It's part of the larger sugya of looking at generations. How do we look at generations? Right? On the one hand, we know there is much mentioned regarding the concept of Niskatnu Hadoros, or Yeridas Hadoros, that every generation further in the line of Mesorah is more distant, on a lower level, right? That's the Gemara in Erev and Adafnun Gimel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Liban Shal Rishonim Kepischo Shal Ulam. Right, the hearts of the earlier generations were like a huge doorway getting into the party. V'shalachronim kipischo shel heichal. And the later ones are the doorway of the heichal. And that's a little less. V'anu, and we, kamali neka machad chidkis, like a getting in like a needle size holes. Things are smaller. The Gemara in Yuma Daftes, tova tziparnon shel rishonim, mikreso shalachronim. The fingernail of the earlier generations is greater than the abdomen of the later generations. The Gemara in Shabbos, im rishonim b'nei malachim, anu b'nei anashim. If they were like angels, we were like people. Vim anu b'nei anashim, and if the earlier ones were b'nei anashim, anu kechamorim, that we're like donkeys. So again, there's much to discuss in terms of the earlier generations being on a higher level. We mention this in the context often. We like to mention this from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov, remember the story on the airplane, where Rabbi Yaakov has all of his children and grandchildren servicing him, and there was a man there who wonders, how do you get your children, your grandchildren, to give you such kavod? You know, it's like, I try, and so he says, well, it's based on the pasuk, doesn't say this, but based on the pasuk of Ish imov aviv tiro veshabsosai tishmoru, right? You should be in awe of your parents and keep Shabbos. And Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Kedoshim wonders, you know, what exactly is the connection between Shabbos and Mora Avaim? So Rabbi Yaakov says, well, if you believe in Shabbos and my Sebracious and Misora and Maimed Har Sinai, then every generation closer to there is deserving of one's awe and one's covet. So if you live in Shabbos, that connects to the awe. If I don't believe in Shabbos, and I don't believe in Maimon Har Sinai, I believe in every generation is really better off and more technologically advanced and not living in the Stone Age, you know, where there were no cell phones and the like. So then, you know, every generation is newer is better off, and keep it up aim doesn't make any sense. Right? And that's the connection of the juxtaposition of those two mitzvos in Parshas Kedoshim, right? In awe of one's parents and Shabbos, because every generation is further away, and therefore it makes sense for them to give me kavod because we believe in the concept of Mesorah. But there is a concept of Yiridas Hadoros. Rabbi Yaakov says even elsewhere that is what Yeshua ben Nun didn't know. Maybe he couldn't have known. Gemara in Tmura, Daf Tezayin, tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die, he says, Yeshua, any kashas? Ask me any kashas. And Yeshua says, I've never left your side for decades. You know, any kasha that I ever had, I asked you. I have no kasha, I have no sveikas. And after Moshe Rabbeinu died, hundreds of sveikas and hundreds of kashas, and the Gemara kind of faults Yeshua ben Nun, right? So why was he at fault? He said the emes. He didn't have any kashas. So Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Bahaloscha says, there was one thing that Yeshua ben Nun had to learn, and maybe all of us needed to learn, the concept of Yiridas Hadoros, that Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai is a different dor than Musar El Yeshua. It's not just about information. Yeshua the Zakein of Zakein Levim, and it continues. Where he says, "Haklal sel im rishonim b'nei malachim einu melitza ba'alma elakol yisodos psikas halacha nivnei salav." Right, all of halacha, and therefore you have the Tanoim and the Amoraim, and so there is this concept, and that's definitely true. But on the other hand, we have the concept like we just quoted in Rosh Hashanah. That Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro, Ein Lecha Leilech Ela Leshofet Shebiyamecha, and you know every generation, you know has something to offer. The Rambam, interestingly, maybe it relates to his worldview. The Rambam, even in a halachic context, in a number of places, does not believe in Yiridas Hadoros. He gives the later generations a lot of koach, and he believes in them. And often in a halachic context, arguing with Baalei Tosfos, right? The Rambam says, remember, say Kriya Shema on the first night you're once married. So the Mishnayos talk about it. You can't do it. Tosfos says, Bizvan Hazeh, Tosfos and Brachas, Bizvan Hazeh, you have to say Kriya Shema on the first night. Why? Because, what? I'm not saying, I always have Kavana. I can't have Kavana tonight. So I'm not going to say Kriya Shema. Right? Tosfos says, we never have Kavana. The Rambam doesn't quote that. The Rambam quotes the halacha like it is in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Right, davening after you travel. So the Gemara and the seems to say like the first couple of days after you travel, don't daven because you can't have proper kavana. You're still jet lagged. You're still riding on the donkey. So you can't daven. Right. So some Rishonim say don't daven the first 3 days. The Rambam says that the Rambam quotes that. Because he believes that you really could have kavana. That the Shulchan Aruch based on other Rishonim, we never have kavana. What? We won't daven the first 3 days after we travel. So we'll never daven. Right. So. The Baalei Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch are realists. The Rambam is an idealist. Right? The Rambam, you know, thinks that we could, and that's why maybe the Rambam says it all relates. We could, we had this a couple of days ago. We could restart the smicha, right? Because we could get together and have the power, regarding nevuah. The Rambam says if you really perfect yourself, it could naturally lead to that. So again, there's a lot that the Rambam does not reflect. The idea of Neskatnu Hadoros, anything anywhere, but it's a concept that he believes. Again, we have to take a little of both. But again, the pasuk that was quoted here about Uvasa El HaKohen, that is also used, that same pasuk is used, in Rosh Hashanah to talk to us about the koach that our generations have. Okay, so back to our Gemara. Ayin Aleph Amabez towards the bottom. So we have a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav. What is the source? And now we're going to have nafkaminas. What is the source that if a kohen finds out that he's a chalal, all the avodah that he did already is kosher? You don't have to like check the records and bring all those karbanos again. So the first source, again, keep in mind, what are the sources? Rabbi Yochanan's source is, go to the kohen, bayamim mahim, and Rav, upal yadav tirtze, which seems to be more limited. Upal yadav, that's talking about the karbanos, the avodah. So the first makar Rabbi Yochanan seems to be more inclusive and wider ranging. So let's see. So we flip the girsa. The next two lines, we're up to four lines to the bottom. Ol daite. So take out that line. We'll do that line afterwards. Go to the second to last line. Ol daite de Rav, according to Rav, ubavad bekachi mikdash. Rav's daya is saying that the pasuk is about kachim. Pasuk about kachim. And that's what is okay b'di evet. But let's say a person was eating, the pasuk is by bikurim. Bikurim or Truma. So then there, maybe there is no such heter. There is no such heter because the pasuk is about Paul Yadav Tirsa. But if a Kohen finds out that he is a Chalal after eating Bikurim or Truma, then Lachar, that pasuk shouldn't apply. But yet, right, Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says B'di'eved, there's no Chomesh for the Achilas Truma in that case either. Right, so that's a little difficult. According to Rabbi Yochanan's Bakar, it should apply across the board, even Katshik Vol, even Truman Bikurim, because what's his Bakar? His Bakar is El Ashofet El Akohen Asheriyeh B'yameh Mahem. It's more general. So the Gemara says, now we do the lines that we skipped. Al Daite de Rav Ubilvat Kohen Makriv. No, maybe it means, Rav doesn't mean Upal Yadav Tirtzeh, it doesn't mean that you actually only apply it by Karbanos, but it's the way that the Gra understands this. Kuli Alma, everybody agrees that if you ate Truma, he's Pater according to Rabbi Yeshua. Right? He's going to be Pater like the Mishnah says. The Machlokas is, if he is someone who can't do the Avoda, do you need someone who is potentially able? The Machlokas, if he's Tame or Chole, and then he eats Truma, is he Pater there? That's the Machlokas between Rav, who would say no, and Rabbi Yochanan would say you're Pater even there, because it's a more inclusive Makar. So, Al Daiti de Rav, Ovad Kohen Makriv, then Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Kol Kohen, even any Kohen, even someone who cannot be Makriv, the potential is not there to be Makriv. So again, Rabbi Yochanan has a more inclusive Makar, right? Do you say all-inclusive Makar? It includes even Bikurim and Truma, and Rav would not include that. That would be a little difficult, because in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua Pater's there too. And then the second line of the Gemara is, would you say that you need an actual Kohen who can be Makriv, or any Kohen would be okay? We continue. Al Daite de Rav, another Nafkamina might be. Again, Rav focuses on Upal Yadav, the Karbanos. Al Daite de Rav, Ubava Bishas Mikdash. Maybe Rav's Heter would only apply Bishas Mikdash, where you have the potential to bring the Karbanos. Al Daite de Rav Yochanan, Afilu Bizman Azer. Rav Yochanan has nothing to do with Karbanos. Right? It's just the different Makar, Asher Yiyeh B'Yameh Mahem. So therefore, maybe he would apply it even Bizman Azer, where there's nothing, there's no Karbanos. Okay. So that is in terms of the two Makaros and a couple of Nafkamina. Rabbi Yirmiya Boy. Rabbi asked the following. We added the end of the Mishnah, which we didn't really focus on yet, except for some of the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. What happens if you're in the middle of eating Truma and you have some in your mouth and you find out that your Tameh, your Pusel, your Chalo, what do? Do you spit it out? Do you swallow it? So what happens in the parallel case of Avoda? Right? The Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you did the Avoda, it's okay. We kasha the avoda. What if you're in the middle of the avoda? What if you're in the middle of the avoda? Then what do you do? Do we say kivan do hischil? Kind of like, well, when you start it, so you can just finish the avoda. Or do we say no? It's kind of like the puzzle sefer Torah question, like we said, right? When you see it's puzzle, you got to stop. You put it away and you redo. You don't finish the aliyah, right? So here, ask the Gemara. So what do you do in the middle? Reb Yirmiya boy. Right, Rav Yirmiya asked the following question. The afla inyan shar hadvarim kain? Do you say this applies to shar, is like there from the word nishar, right? What's left? Look at the Pnei Moshe, right across from where we are. Ha demachshir Rabbi Yeshua avodaso, that which Rabbi Yeshua is machshir. Im af be'emsa ha'avoda nami dina hachi? Do you say, even if you're in the middle of an avoda? Could you finish it? Or do you say, no, you have to stop? Right, so this has to do with, A, how do you look at this, understand this heter of once you're assumed to be a chalal, right? But it also has to do with the relationship of the parts of the avoda to each other. Right? Do we say that it's all really one conglomerate, and therefore once you started, finish it because you basically did it already, or do you look at the avodas as separate avodas? Remember the dalet avodos of a karban. Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. Those are the four. You shecht an animal, and then you catch the blood of the animal, and then you walk the blood to the Mizbeach, Holacha, and Zrika, then you do Zrika Sadam. Those are the four avodas, and each one of them has a important discussion, which I don't know how much we're going to have in Yerushalmi, because there's no Yerushalmi on Kachim, except the fake one that came out 100 years ago. But the question is that each one of those is how Gemara says in the beginning of Zvachim, Holacha lav avodahi, because you don't really need to do Holacha. You can shecht right next to the Mizbeach. So you could skip Holacha. Shechita is the only one that's Ksheir Bizarre. That also has a uniqueness Is shechita lecharchila bazar, or is it shechita lecharchila b'kohen? Yet each one of these is a fascinating discussion. But shechita kabbalah halacha zrikas. What if I did the shechita, then I find out that I'm a cholal, right? You have parallel for by a karban mincha. By a karban mincha, also you do the kemitza. Kemitza is like the shechita. The kohen sticks his hand in and puts the flour in between under his three fingers and his palm and rubs off the two sides, the pinky and the thumb, and then that's the shechita. Then you put that into a kli shareis. That's the kabbalas adam. And then you hagasha. You bring that over to the mizbeach, and then haktara. You burn the kometz. Right. So each of those four, you have the four parallel avodos by a carbon mincha, as you have by an animal. And then you have also the Gemara today, what about by a bird? Right? Instead of shechita, you have malika. Right? The difference between malika, you do it with a fingernail, you don't do it with a knife, you do it from the back of the neck, all the differences between malika and shechita. Malika, the Gemara even calls that in one place, nevela. Right? It's basically if you do malika to a carbon that you're supposed to shecht, that's nevela, because you're shechting it from the back of the neck, not from the front of the neck. So all of these have different processes. So ask the Gemara, what do you do if you're caught in the middle of the process? Mekabel v'acharkach zorek, kometz v'acharkach maktir, right? Do you do that? Right? Molik v'acharkach mazeh, the Gemara in Yuma. So do you continue in doing that? By a bird is called hazoya, not zrika, right? So do you did malika v'akach mazeh? So what do you do in all these cases? Can you finish it? So Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak min ma detani. Well, maybe from the fact that we compare in the brisa asu osa, we make it like kechatas gzula shelo noda l'rabim, like a chatas gzula, like a stolen chatas. Shalonoda l'rabim, shimecha peris. A stolen chatas, the Mishnah in the middle of Maseches Gittin, which talks about, what if you have a stolen carbon? If stolen carbonos aren't mechaper, that's going to make the Kohanim very uneasy in the Beis HaMikdash. Every time they get an animal, they're going to think, maybe this is a stolen animal. And if it is, I'm doing the avoda, but I'm not supposed to be doing the avoda. It's bringing chulin al gabi amizbeach. The person bringing it doesn't own it really. So there was a takana. There was a takana that a chatas gzula, shalonoda l'rabim, a stolen chatas that the rabim didn't know about, she mechaperis. It'll still be mechaper on the mizbeach. And if we know in the middle that it's stolen, we know from elsewhere that the kohen can finish the avoda. The kohen can finish the avoda. That's part of the din of the chatas gzula being allowed to be there. So hada amra, I'm sorry, ritva on Yuma. Hada amra shehu mekabel v'acharkach zorek. So what do you see from there? From the fact that we're going to compare our case to the case of chatas gzula. So too. It means you can finish the avoda. Shehu mekabel v'acharkach zorek, kometz v'acharkach machtir, soref, which means molek v'acharkach mazeh. So you could finish the avoda in that case. Interesting. Kometz, so we know we put the kometz, the kohen sticks his fingers in, and then it's burned on the mizbeach. This is an interesting discussion. If I could just thank you. If I could find it, the Gemara talks about bein ha between the fingers. If I could find it now for a second. If somebody has a comment, if I can find it, I'll wait to do it. But here, I think it's in the mems. Here it is. Yeah. Mem Zion Amabes, Yuma. So where it talks about when a Kohen does the Kometz, it's hard. It's one of the harder avodos in the Mikdash. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is Yuma Mem Zion Amabes in the Bavli. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bayer Rabbi Yeshua ben Oza. Beina binayim shal male kumso mahu. So when a Kohen does kmitza, so he sticks his fingers, puts fingers in the flour, and everything under the three fingers is kmitza. And everything not is, and it goes by the Kohen's hand size. Right? What happens about the flour in between the fingers? Is that called part of the kmitza, or is that called shirayim? So that's the question of the Gemara. Bein abinayim shomalikum so mau. So amar a papa, digavoy lo tiboy lecha devade kometzu. What's under the fingers is for sure kometz. Dibroy lo tiboy lecha devade shirayim hu. Ki tiboy lecha de bene bene. Right? Rashi hanichlas bein ho etzbos. Is that kometz or is that shirayim? What's the halacha? Mai. Amar Reb Yochanan, what is it? Amar Reb Yochanan, hader pashto yeshu ben chaza. You know what the answer is? Bein abinayim, safik ninu. The Gemara says, what is it? The Gemara answers, Safik. What was the question? What was the answer? And we knew that before. So ask Tosis, Lo Yadana Mai Kamar, Hadar Pashta. Right? He answered, it's a Safik. What did he answer? It's a Safik. We knew that was a Safik beforehand. Hameikar Nami Kiavi Mi Boy Le Safiku. Veshema Yeshlomar Demeikar Misafka Vavisakad Adal Mifshat. But Tosis says, oh, maybe the first question was, what is this? And we think there might be an answer. And the answer is, there is no answer. Right, that's what Tosva says. But if you look in the Ritva, Ritva has an unbelievable line here. Ritva Yuma Mem Zayin Mabez. You think this Gemara is not so exciting. But you see this Ritva? He adds in the line. He says, what's the answer? The question is, the flower between the fingers, you're not sure whether it's Kometz, whether it's Shirayim, it's a real Suffolk in Mitzias. The Ika the Megar, ask the Ritva. The Kiva the Suffolk Kamar Tahavi, my Pshitusa Hachal. The Gemara says, Hadr Pashta. He answered. The Efshar Tahachi Kamar. Benabinaim Safik. The Ritva says, you know what the answer is? You treat it like a din Safik. It's a vadai Safik. It's not just, well, you're not sure what it should be. No. It's a din Safik. Lefishu nidon kibifnim ukibachutz. You treat it as if it has both elements. As if it's komet and as if it's shirayim. And then he has the line. Kisafik ben ashmashus. Sheyeshbo min hayom min halayla. Like ben ashmashus. Rav Salvechik, another achronim, like to quote this Ritva. This Ritva shows that Bein Hashmash is not just, well, you're not sure if it's day or night by twilight. Halachically, it has elements of both. It's like an androgynous. It's like a koi, right? It's a birya bifnei atzma, right? That's Bein Hashmash, and that's what the Gemara's answer here. It's not, there's two different types of sveikas, right? Something you're not sure, or you're sure that it has both elements. Right, that's the comparison to Bein Hashmash this year. That's the flower in between the fingers of a Kohen when he does the Kemitza. And we just learned that if a Kohen is doing the Kemitza and he finds out that he was a Chalal, he could finish. He could finish and do the other Avodos as well. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara of Yaakov, Bar Zavdi, B'Shem Reb Yitzchak, the following question, Sho'al, we're going with the Girsa of the Gra. We're talking about what's the halacha if you find out in the middle of something that the so that someone becomes a cholo. What happens? The Gemara is about to ask. We know the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us in Makkos, that somebody has to be in the Ari Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. What happens if the Kohen Gadol died, and then he had a Gemar Din when there was no Kohen Gadol, before they appointed a new Kohen Gadol? So that's he's stuck. Right? He's stuck, he can never leave. He can never leave the Ari Miklat because he had a Gemar Din without a Kohen Gadol. Existing. What happens if it comes out he's been in the Ma'ari Mikla for 10 years and then it comes out that the Kohen Gadol that was the Kohen Gadol in all these years turned out to be a Chalal. Right? So Ki'ilu, do we say there was no Kohen Gadol and he's stuck in the Ma'ari Mikla forever? Or do we say no, he was the Kohen Gadol up until now and just like by the Karbanos it works up until now, so too by Ma'ari Mikla applications. So that's the question of the Gemara. And the Gemara asked this question similarly in Makos on Daf Yud Aleph, where it says the language there is used, not here, but the language there is called Batla Kahuna or Mesa Kahuna. That's the discussion there in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis in Makos. But the Gemara asked that question here. The Gemara says, Girsa Sagra, Rotseach Shaharag Bishgaga, Vigala, a Rotseach they killed by accident. They went into Gaul. Vino, Dasha Kohen Gadol, Ben Gerusha. Now we get back to our Gemara. O Ben Chalutza. Ma Adavile, what do you do? Kemishahu Mace, do you say that it's as if the Kohen Gadol just died now? Viachsa Rotseach Limkomo, and the Rotseach returns. Right, you might even say, according to that side, right when he finds out that he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, he goes free. Right? Not that, do you say it's Megala that it never was or not? But the other side is that he goes free. It's as if the Kohen Gadol died. There's no longer a Kohen Gadol. Oh, Kemisha Nigmar Dina below Kohen Gadol, Vini Yosef Misham La'olam, or he's stuck. This is a very important Shiloh because it makes a big nafkamina in people's lives. Right? So what do you do? So Nishmeina Menada, you learn it from the following. You learn it from the following Brisa that we're going to have a whole long brisa, and then we're going to come to the answer towards the end. Maisa bin Megurish shel Diskus. There was a story about a mikvah, basically. A pool in Diskus. Biyavna. Diskus is either somebody's name or a place. Shenifkama. V'nimdada v'nimses chasera. This is known as the cases of mikvah shenimdad v'nimsa chaser. Mishnah mikvos, but this is an actual story here. So what happens? Right, you have a mikvah, and then all of a sudden one day you check and the mikvah does not have 40 sa'ah. So what do you have no idea when it lost its 40th sa'ah. So people have been going to the mikveh here for years, for months, and doing kodshim and taris. So right now, you know it's not a kosher mikveh. How far back do you go? So Rabbi Tarfon Mitar, Rabbi Tarfon says, Tahar, meaning up until now, you're good. You're good. Everybody who went to the mikveh yesterday is still okay. For Rabbi Akiva Matar, Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says you have to go back as far as you can until you know for sure that it still had the shear. So what is the machlokas about? So Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Hamikvah zeh becheskes tara. This mikvah had a cheskes tara of kashrus. La'olam u'betara, so as sheivada shechaser. So it's tar up until now until you know that it got lost. Amar Rabbi Akiva, no, the opposite. Don't focus on the mikvah, focus on the person who went into the mikvah. Hatami hazeh becheskas tuma. Right, the person who went in is becheskas tuma, la'olam hu betumah, so ashiva da shi'itar. Right, and he's considered tameh until you know for sure that he became tar. So, machlokas. We don't have time to go into it right now, I don't think, but the Rishonim in Kiddushin, Samach Vav, talk all about this comparison of Rabbi Tarfon and the case of the mikvah and the case of the Kohen. But we'll just go through the Gemara now. So, I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, lamaza dome. You know why it's kosher up until now? I compare it to our case. Like Rabbi Shua holds in our Mishnah. Right, if you find that you're a chalal today, everything up until now is okay. So if you find out that the mikveh is possible today, so everything up until now is okay. Amar Rabbi Akiva, no. Don't compare it to the chalal case, compare it to the other case in our Mishnah. If he finds out that he's a balmum, shavodas obsula, then the avod is possible all the years back. So amalor Rabbi Tarfon, well, ma Akiva, ani medamele le ben gerusha v'atam medamele le balmum. Right? Why do you compare it to the worst thing? I'm comparing it to a chalal, so it's okay in the past. Why are you comparing it to a balmum? Nira le midome. Ila ben gerusha hu dome, nilam denim ben gerusha. If ben gerusha is a more appropriate comparison, so compare it to that, like I say. Vim le balmum hu dome, and if it's more comparable to a balmum, nilam denu mi balmum. We compare it to a balmum like you're doing. So Rabbi Tarfon says, what do you say? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll prove to you that I'm right. I'll prove to you that it's more comparable to compare the case of chalal to the case of balmum than to compare it to a case of the case of mikvah compared to a balmum and not to a case of chalal. So mikvah psula bagufo, ubalmum psula bagufo. The mikvah and the balmum, they both have inherent problems within themselves. V'al yochiach ben gerusha shepsula machbas achirim. A ben gerusha, that wasn't my problem, that was my parents' problem. You know, they got me into this problem. So that's a different kind of problem. Also, mikvah psula biyachid. A mikvah becomes pasul by a yachid. What does that mean? One aid. One aid could say the mikvah is no longer, he measured, and no longer good. Ubalmum psula biyachid. And a balmum, you have one aid that could tell us about a balmum. V'yal yochiach ben gerusha shepsula bebezdin. If you want to pasul somebody's status, you need a bezdin for that. Bezdin has to declare that this person doesn't have proper yichus. So Rabbi Akiva says, so that's why it's better to compare the case to balmum than compare the case of mikvah to balmum and not to chalal. V'nimnu alav v'timu, and they voted and they said, Rabbi Akiva, you're right. Rabbi Akiva, great explanations. And Amar Rabbi Tarfon to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Tarfon himself says, Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, haporish b'mcha kaporish mechayef. Yeah. Anybody who does not listen to you is like separating from life itself. Right? And this is Rabbi Tarfon who was just arguing with Rabbi Akiva, so he was modal emes. That it should be tame. It should be tame. So what do you see? Let's just finish this line. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Zoso Meres. What do you see? You see a few things from here. But the first thing you see from here, Hayomi Demakav Agabi Amizbeach, Vinoda, Shuben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. If you find out by an Eid Echad, if an Eid Echad tells us that he's a Chalal, that's not good enough. Because what's the Lashon of the Brisa? You need a Bezdin. Shavodasok Sheira Aji Pasal Bezdin. The avodah is kosher until pasul in Bezdin. So in the earlier question is, what does the maskana mean? So one shot is, in the earlier question then, he's a Kohen Gadol until the Psak Bezdin. And therefore, it's not considered as if there was never a Kohen Gadol in the past and he stays there forever. No. Up until Psak Bezdin, he's a Kohen Gadol. So it's Ke'ilu Mace Kohen Gadol, and therefore, he would be able to go free. There is the Rambam in Hilchos Rosech doesn't paskin this way, so either he assumes that the Bavli is arguing on the Yerushalmi, and he paskins like the other day in Makkas there, or he has a different understanding of the Maskan of this Yerushalmi. Look at the Kesef Mishnah there. He deals with the Yerushalmi here also in Rotseach, Perek Zayin, Halacha, Yud Beis. Just to note the issue that the Rishonim deal with there in Kiddushin, Tosfos there, and the Ritva there deals, Samach Vav, in Kiddush, Tosfos there says, "V'im Tomer, my mashal uzeh. How could Rabbi Tarfon give that mashal? Shaharei Bimashal afilu noda shepasul haya b'shas avoda afilu achi avodasak sheira. By, in the mashal case, even if I know for sure that he's a chalal, you don't go backwards. In the mikvah case, if you know for sure that it was a pasul mikvah 2 years ago, then of course you go backwards. So I don't think it's such a parallel comparison. Right? Would you say that even if you know vadai that the mikvah was pasul 2 years ago, you would still say it doesn't go backwards because you didn't know about it till then? Look at the Ramban. Look at the Ramban here in Kiddushin. Look at the Ritva. So that's the parallel discussion. Just one other point to mention, and that is this case of mikvah shenimdad. V'nimsa chaser has a more well-known name in the world of Talmudic literature. And that is called, that's the case, it's brought up in Nida da Beis. Nida Beis Ma Beis. This case of Mikvah Shenim da Venim Sachaser. Do you say Tameh or Tar? This is the case that's called Tarti L'Reyasa. When you have two negatives. Right? This case of Mikvah, why would you say Pasul? Not only because of what Rabbi Akiva says, but the Mikvah, there's a Chazaka Befaneinu that it's a problem. And there's the Cheskas Tumah of the person going into the Mikvah. The only thing that would be good is that the mikveh had a chazaka de meikara that it used to be good. So that's called tied to the reyes, so that's why Tameh wins. And this big lumdus. You know, why? That's what the Gemara says, it needs that pizma base. The mikveh, you go backwards in time, like Rabbi Akiva says, because of tied to the reyes. Again, there's a ches chazaka de hashta, that right now you know the mikveh is chaser, and the cheskas tumah of the person going into the mikveh, or the item going into the mikveh. And that the only thing on the other side is the cheskas chazaka demeikar that the mikveh used to be good. So how does that work? Does that work? Well, two against one. Is that how Tachil Reyesa went? Two chazakas beat one chazaka. Is it two against one? Or does one chazaka knock out one chazaka so it's one against zero? Or do you say that one of the chazakas, again, each one of these are said by the achronim. Maybe the chazaka da hashta strengthens the cheskas tumah, so it's just one super one against one, or the chazaka d'hashta weakens the cheskas tara of the person, and therefore it's one against weak one, right? All four formulations are found in the mefarshim about tachil reyesa. Again, is it two against one? That's why, or is it one against zero because two of them knock each other out, or does the chazaka d'hashta strengthen one, or does the chazaka d'hashta weaken the other one? So all different formulations that are given, but this is the sugya of mikvah shenimda, but imsa chaser of tarti l'reyasa. Okay, we will stop here.